start with a story. It's a true story. On the last great day, after services, I was talking to Shanna Rank, and we were talking about Mr. Eric Rank's new office and what that was going to look like. And for the current time, he's going to be located in a closet. And she was mentioning how she's going to fix it up very nicely, and it'll be a very nice little spot for him to work. I mentioned in turn that I was thankful to have a little office space in our place, but I also mentioned how much junk I have all over the place. Because it not only serves as my office, but it also is storage, or was storage, for one of my son's clothes, games, family pictures, workout equipment, office equipment, such as computers and desktops. I mean, anything you can think of is probably thrown into my tiny little office. And that's the situation. And so as I described this scene to her, you know, I mentioned how I'd end up on a lot of conference calls, and it's messy at times when on calls. Now, most of the time, thankfully, if you're using Zoom or Google Meet, which is two video conferencing softwares, there's this setting that you can set, and it blurs the background for you. Or you can replace it with some type of a green screen. So people either see a very blurred out, fuzzy mess, or they don't see anything at all, which is great. But as I was, you know, telling her this, she didn't come out right out and say it, but you could see in her face that she was thinking, well, that's not so great, right? So she said very gently, something to this effect of, I think it's important for people to see a clean background and to see a somewhat clean or tidy office. Those aren't her exact words, and I can't remember exactly, but that was the gist, the details of that. And it gets the point across. So I had to stop and think about what she was saying. She didn't mean it rudely or disrespectfully. She's just throwing a thought out there. But it made me stop and think, maybe I'll go home and clean my office up somewhat. And this thought started to germinate in my brain and to really take shape. And I haven't been happy with my office for a while. And so on the plane ride home, I was talking to my wife about how we could switch some things around, how we could make some changes, functional changes to my office. You know, over the last 18 months since starting to work from home, my office has gone through ups and downs of being relatively clean and then becoming excessively cluttered and disastrously dirty. Up until the point where it would drive me absolutely insane. I would, you know, be in the middle of working or start in the morning, and I just couldn't take it anymore. Cleaned it. It was great. And then over the next week or two, things would just start to pile up. Things would just start to appear. A shirt just magically happened to be thrown somewhere on an office equipment. How did it get there? I don't know. You know, not once during those 18 months did I stop and say to myself, you know what, I can change. I can change this office around to better suit my needs. And it wasn't until having that conversation with her that that thought popped in and started to take root. No, I just kept moving forward with my life, kept dealing with the way it was, and without doing anything to change it, to make it better. Now, I had to think that this is just one little tiny area in my life. But this little area, I had settled for mediocrity. And that's the title for my sermonette, Settling for Mediocrity. You see, I came to the point where I didn't care if people saw my messy room. In fact, there was a small part of me that just said, meh, I don't care. People can see my messy room. They can think what they want to think. They don't have to live here. They don't understand. And I was in the state where things were kind of working, you know, for the sake of ease and flow. Nothing really changed in that room. Now you may be thinking, well, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't so bad, right? It isn't that important. But I have to tell you, after rearranging and cleaning my office, and it took almost a full day of effort between rearranging the boys' room to put some of their stuff from my office into their room and switch things around, I feel much more at peace in my office. It's still not amazing. It's not great, but it's 10 times better, 100 times better than what it was. This is a huge thing for me. I spend a lot of time in that room. Working, church work, you name it, I'm in there. The mental anxiety around a dirty room, seeing messes at all times, it gets overwhelming. And it does play on you at times. You know, all of this reminded me of a scripture. And this is what I'm talking about today. So if you will, turn to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. I'm sure we know this scripture very well. Revelation 3 and verse 14. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, "These things say the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither hot, cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot, but because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. But because you say, 'I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." To the church of Laodicea, or we could say the church of mediocrity. You know, we often hear about this attitude, this scripture throughout the year. But I think when you put it in some context, it helps you understand it a little bit better. And I don't think that having a messy office per se will not make it so that I enter into the kingdom of God or be accounted as a Laodicean. But what if this attitude of resigning myself to allow this room to be dirty, to not do anything about it was actually holding me back in some ways. You know, God wants us to move beyond our comfort zones and to grow, to change. And it's not always in major, grandiose ways that God wants us to change. Oftentimes, it's in the very small, the insignificant ways that we may not even think about. You know, the Bible says line upon line, precept upon precept. That's in Isaiah 28, verse 10, where it says, "The precept, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Line upon line, here a little, there a little." You know, we often reference this when talking about how to learn from Scripture and to look at different parts of the Bible to put things together. But it's also applicable for our lives. What goes on day to day? You know, if we look into our lives, where do we find mediocrity? This attitude of Laodicea. And the fact is that it can show up anywhere. And I think that's the scary part. Because it's so hard to be constantly growing, searching, trying, failing, getting back up. It's tiresome at times. But as it says in Romans 12 and verse 2, Romans 12 and verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Again, in context, don't allow things to just be average or mediocre in your life. Instead, be constantly renewing your mind, looking for ways to improve, to grow, to become the type of people that God wants. God doesn't want Laodiceans. Instead, we have to be constantly searching how to become and find that good in our lives so that we can become acceptable, so that we can find what God's will is for us in this life. You know, when we allow God, or rather, when we seek God to transform and to help our thinking and our understanding, we get to go on a new path, a new way towards excellence. And so, my office, as I mentioned, is now a ton cleaner. There's actually room where you can walk in there and you could do a tiny dance in there if you wanted to. It's not a very big room, mind you that. I am beyond grateful for what we accomplished in the last day and a half. But now, there's more to accomplish for each of us. And so as we are back fresh from the feast, now is the time to accomplish more things with our renewed mindset and with our renewed determination.